The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he's back from Celebrity Lane, Jayden Forster with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Morning to you, Jayden.
Good morning, PT.
Nice to have you back, and you sound like you're on the road to recovery.
Hopefully, yes. We'll wait and see.
All righty. Let's get into it. Ellen DeGeneres has decided to not only quit her talk show, but explain her decision as well.
Yes, I think, though, most of it's probably just trademark PR stuff, really, to keep people watching the show and to do some damage control, really, to try and save her brand, her personal brand, more than anything, if not the brand of that particular show, and keep people watching, I guess, until the show ends at the end of 2022 next year. But in doing that, she sat down with the US Today Show in America and Oprah this morning on her show to really sort of address what's going on and explain her decision. And she's restated the point that she wasn't cancelled or quitting, however you want to describe it, because of the allegations of that toxic culture that took place on her set. And she said that really it seemed to her like somebody didn't want the show to come back, that they were out to hurt her because of the ferocity and the number of the things that were coming out to her meant that this was orchestrated and that somebody really definitely didn't want that show to come back. But she came back now because those allegations are not the reason behind her departure, and said that, you know, she didn't want them to win. If she didn't come back, then they'd be winning, so she's here. There were some hints that maybe it might have been a scenario where she was pushed by not actually coming back to do television and going on to do some digital stuff once the show wraps up next year. Whether that is true or not, I don't know. But here's a little bit of her explaining why she's decided to end her show at the end of next year.
As a creative person, I really need to be challenged. And as much as I absolutely love the show, and I do, I love everyone here, I love everything about it. There are just, you know, things that I just what's why I've hosted the Oscars. It's why I went back to stand-up. There are just different things as a creative person that I feel like I need to do.
Jayden, I listened to pretty much all of that interview, and I don't know, I just can't believe what she's saying. And I've got to call the old BS on Ellen DeGeneres, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, well, you may have a point there. A lot of people have been thinking that same thing. There were some parts of that interview that I sort of twerked up about and thought, you know, this does sound a little bit sort of not quite the story, but, you know, people, they don't like fakes, even if that's just a perception or something that they read in the paper. And it takes that little thing sometimes to destroy, it doesn't take much to destroy a person's reputation. And that seems to be what has happened here. It'll be interesting to see whether or not they can maintain the viewers that they have now, because the ratings are atrocious going through until next year. Because after that point, it will either be the Tiffany Haddish show or the Jennifer Aniston show.
Yep, that is for sure. I'm going to keep the eyelids open Sunday night. There's a show on 7 I want to watch, and that is the Craig McLaughlin Tell All. This is going to be explosive, Jayden.
It certainly will be. The Channel 7's doing a brilliant job of hyping that up.
Yep.
And they have been for the last couple of weeks. So obviously, under the 7 News Spotlight brand, that interview documentary goes to air at 7 p.m. on Sunday night. And it is the combination of a sit-down interview and some home videos that he shot over the past few years. And as he touched on there, it will be explosive. I can tell you it certainly will be. This is not the type of thing that is hyped up and then under-delivers. It will certainly deliver and really does detail his emotional state, his attempt at taking his own life, and everything that has gone on there, where he basically lost it all since those allegations came to light. And he was acquitted about 3.5 years or so ago. So it really will be a big opportunity for him to try and relaunch his career and to make a comeback.
Yes, he was the hunted, and now he's the hunter. Will be very, very interesting to watch. To wrap up this morning, Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Dracula's is making a comeback, and it's on at Crown Casino. And I've got to say, we've got a couple up here who have seen this show over 200 times, Jayden.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, I always used to walk past it on my way to a radio station that I worked at, not far from there, while it was still open, and then covered the actual closure. And obviously, it was massive in its day. It's been going for years and years and years. Back in the 80s, I think it was, in a dingy laneway in Melbourne there on Victoria Street. But yes, as you touched on there, the show is coming back only for a short period of time from the 20th to the 30th of May at the Palms at Crown, but it's still all of the stuff that everybody knows and loves from back in the day, the original sort of dinner theatre show. So if anybody was a fan of it, get along and see it. Who knows, it may be the start of a permanent tour rotating around the country or something. But the Resurrection Tour, by the way, is the name of that one, at the Palms at Crown, for anyone who's interested.
Yeah, the old dinner and show, it certainly did and will be an icon for many, many years to come, I'm sure, even in its abbreviated Resurrection that's happening down at Palms at Crown. Jaden, great to have you back on the big show, mate. Look forward to your entertainment report next week.
Catch you then, PT.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. That was the entertainment report. Celebration book on the way next. It's 16 to 8.